Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But, you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. And it's time for our weekly segment with the one and only Ron Price. Welcome back to KSJE. Good to see you. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. You are the one and only Scott Micklin, by the way. You know that as well.
Maybe you could say that.
That's right.
I don't know, but yes.
I am in the presence of greatness. I just want to acknowledge that.
Well, I will send that person out of the room. Whoever came in, they need to leave right now.
Stop it.
Good to have you here. Our new segment with you, of course, we've been doing it for a couple of weeks now, Life in the Sandbox. We're learning how to get along with everybody else. And but gosh, Ron Price, there are just some people that, as much as we try, I don't know, you know, they don't use their turn signals. They just annoy me every day. How do I get along with these people?
Ooh,
help.
Scott, that's such a good question. That's not what I wanted to talk about
I'm
today.
I'm sorry.
But make a note of that. No,
that's called, for next time.
That's called button guard. How do you stop people from pushing your buttons? That's a great tip. But I need to go back and deliver what I promised last time.
That's so true. See, I already forgot. It's been a week and I forgot.
We'll make a note.
Thank you.
We'll cover button guard at some point.
Okay.
Last time I shared how I was walking with a friend and he asked me, Ron, what's your number one tip for life in the sandbox, for getting along well with others? And I couldn't think of just one. I had two, and he allowed me to share two. So we shared one last time.
It's all coming back to me now. Yes, I remember now.
AGI.
Yes.
Assume good intent.
Yep.
The second one I talked to him about was emotional hijacking, the power of emotions. You have a part of your brain that thinks. It's right here in the front. It's called the frontal lobe. It's the seat of logic and reason and rationale and thought.
Some of my friends might disagree that I have that part of my brain, but okay, I'll go with you on this theory.
It's the command center of your brain. It's a good place to operate from. It's also the source of a very bad joke that I would rather have a bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy. Yeah, we're not paying extra for the humor. Thank you very much.
Or the drummer.
You also have, among the other components of the brain, the different lobes and so forth, you have the deep limbic system, or the amygdala, that is the seat of emotions. If you're happy, you're sad, you're frustrated, you're excited, that's a different part of the brain that's in operation. And Scott, what can happen to us as human beings is we can get so upset about something, so agitated, so irritated, we will literally shut down the thinking part of our brain. We will be smack dab in the emotional brain. And when that happens, all bets are off. Here's a quiz question for you.
Okay.
When it happens behind the wheel of a car, what do we call it? Two words.
Road rage.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Happens in the workplace.
Do I need to form that in the form of a question? What is road rage?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. Are you the next guest host?
No.
When it happens in the workplace, unfortunately, we have a term going postal. I don't like that term for different reasons. But,
sure.
But again, it's human nature that we can let our emotions overrule our thinking process. One researcher, John Gottman, called that being flooded, that your emotions will flood out your thought processes. And again, at that moment, you are temporarily insane. You are not thinking at all. You are just emoting. And that's a dangerous place to be, because that's when you can say something that at the moment, yeah, you want to hurt somebody. But then you calm down. You didn't want to say that. You do something out of your anger and frustration and everything else negative, and later on go, oh, what did I do that? Why did I do that? You damaged your relationship. So a part of life in the sandbox is as much as possible operating out of the thinking brain. Now, again, the emotional brain for connection and closeness, and come on, that's necessary as well. But with this contention or friction, whatever, once you get into that emotional brain, you're going to say or do something you're going to later regret. So let me give what is perhaps my favorite tip of all time. When you're getting upset with somebody else and you feel like you may be leaving the thinking brain and getting into the emotional brain, form the habit of grabbing your thumb. Grab your thumb, look at your fingers, and think, why am I upset? What should I do about it? Do you hear what I'm saying, Scott? If that's
right, I'm following you. Yeah.
Forcing you back to your thinking brain, from which I trust you more to make a good rational decision.
Right.
Than if it's from the emotional brain. Because in that emotional brain is every painful experience you've ever had, the memory.
Sure.
Of every disappointment, frustration, painful experience you've lived is in that emotional brain. And it can be the source of some very uncomfortableness, is that a word?
Yeah.
Displeasure.
Sure.
Some hurt relationships. And many, many, far too many relationships have ended because things were said and done in anger from the emotional brain, not the thinking brain. So you grab your thumb, you look at your fingers, and you think, what should I do about this? I've got a great story that goes along with that. Not today. I'm looking at the clock. And
that's okay.
I want to give it the time it deserves. But
do we have time to do that in the middle of an argument, though, Ron Price, to do the
– Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You can even do it. You can even do it out of sight.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
You know,
okay.
You just
– But I'm trying to think of my next witty comeback in my argument, but I shouldn't be doing that. I should be thinking, what am I doing?
If it's coming from your emotional brain, no, you shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah.
If it's coming from your thinking brain. George Thompson and Jerry Jenkins wrote a book, Verbal Judo, that's used in police departments around the world. And they have a quote in there, never use words that rise readily to your lips or you'll give the greatest speech you'll ever live to regret. Huh?
Yeah.
Never use words that rise readily to your lips, which is what you were just...
Would he come back?
Coming to, yeah.
Yes.
You'll give the greatest speech you'll ever live to regret. And all of us can remember times when wish we had remembered that, wished we hadn't said something in anger that was inappropriate.
Those emotions. They'll get you.
We need them, but we need them in their right place. The emotional brain is a good guide for life in a lot of ways. It's not a good decision maker necessarily. Especially when confronted with another human being who might be in their emotional brain. You get two people in an emotional brain at the same time, there's only one remedy that I know of to fix that. And how about we talk about that the next time?
All right. We will do it. Ron Price, thank you so much. Life in the Sandbox. Ron Price is with me every Wednesday at this time right here on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.